The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy.
Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot is Daf Nun Zayin. And we're in the middle of our stories about elephants. And so the last thing, dream on indeed, and the last thing that we were discussing was on the bottom of, I believe we were still at the bottom of Nun Vav Lamed Beis, but if not, let's do it anyway. So we said the last thing we learned was that if you see Pilim, it's a sign of Pilei Plaot, many, many amazing miracles. It's good to see any kind of animal in a dream except for a peel and a kof. So I'd explain the fact that here it says peel is good and there it says peel is bad. Okasha. Oh, the misraga, the low misraga, depends if it has a saddle. If it has a saddle, then it's a nice, you know, one of these Indian kind of, it's wonderful, then it's a good sign. But if it's not saddled and it's coming at you, get out of the way. You see the word huna that is written in the chalon? These are simonim of tzaddikim with nuns. The nun stands for a nes, so nes nasalo. You see a chanina, that's two nuns, or a chananya, or a yochanan, nisei nisim nasalo.
If you, is good to have nisim happen to the person?
You're paradai, I didn't think so. if you're in need of them, it's a good idea. Aroa hesped bechalon. If you see somebody saying a hesped, then we're going to see whether it's the word or seeing someone saying in a minute. Then min hashamayim chasu alav, it's a sign that they were going to be saying hesped on him, but he was nifta at the last minute, and Baruch Hashem, he's alive. But all of the above is hanimil bichtava. Not you see the hesped or you see revuna, you see the word written bichtava. If somebody says in a dream, he answers yeish mei rabba mevorach, that's a sign that he's a ben olam haba. If he's correct kriyat shema in a dream, that's a sign that's roish tishrei alav shechina. He would have actually been zochet ruach hakodesh neviyos, but he lives in the wrong time. Somebody puts on his tefillin, yitzapel gedula, shenemar v'ra'u kol ha'me'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yiru mimecha. So you see that tefillin is a sign of impacting the godless, the Shem Hashem on the world. Tanya Reb Eliezer HaGadol says that is a reference. What did the Avei Haaretz see? Where Shem Hashem is nikra lecha tefillin shebarosh. Somebody was mitzpalel bechalom. That's a good sign. Simin yofelo, but that's only if he didn't finish the tefillah before he woke up. Someone who is baal imo bechalom. He sleeps with his mother in a dream. A wonderful sign. Yitzaper lebina. Shinama ki eim lebina tikra. That bina is the ultimate mother. And if you call the mother, it means it's a sign that you are open to insight on that level. Someone who sleeps with a nahara hamu'urasa, yitzapel le Torah, shemar Torah, tziva lanu Moshe, morasha, kilat Yaakov, al tekri morasha, ela mo'urasa. Obviously, all of these cases the Gemara will make clear later is talking about where he doesn't actually have a relationship with such a person, or know such a person, or fantasize about such a person. That is coming out of nowhere. It's coming out of nowhere, so it's a good sign. Someone who sleeps with a sister in a dream, yitzapel le chokhma, shemar emor le chokhma achotiat. Someone who sleeps with a married woman, that's a sign, because it's a sign that he is given even chalakim that would normally belong to other people. And the person's wife is a simon of his place in the world. Because obviously if he doesn't know her personally, he hasn't been fantasizing about her before going to bed. You see, the waves of grain, that is a sign of peace. Ra shalom, shenemar asam givolech shalom, chelef chitim yaspiev. Someone who sees barley in a dream, that's a sign, saru avonotav, seorim, sar avon. Shenemar v'sar avonecha v'chatatcha t'chupar. So this is perfect for, but say Yom Kippur, we'll see actually a lot of the issues in there, is perfect for this time of the year. Omer Rebizir, ana lo salkin mi bovel eretz Yisrael, I was only zochet to leave Eretz Yisrael, to make Aliyat Eretz Yisrael, after Atachazoy Sari Bechalma, after seeing Sauri. Aroy Geffen to Unabachalom, you see a vine that is weighed down with grapes, Enishtoma Pelot Nefelim, it's a sign that his wife will not miscarry, Shnema Eshtechak Geffen Poria. If he sees the Sorika, which is a branch of the grapevine, that's a sign Yitzapela Mashiach, Shnema Osrila Geffeniro, Vela Sorika Beniatono. Somebody who sees a fig tree, Torato bishtameret bikirbo, shenama notzer te'ina yochal pirya. So watching over the notzer is always that it's maintained. And he will be zeicha to eat the perot, which in this case is the chokhmah that is maintained with him. Haro'eh rimonim b'chalom. Somebody who sees pomegranates, it depends what they look like. If they're small and young, zutre, that's a sign, pari iskeke rimona, his business is going to keep expanding and growing the way that rimonim keep adding new pieces inside. If they're already large, ravarve, it's a sign, rav iskeke rimona, that he's going to achieve a large business, like a rimon. If he sees the rimon open, palge, see if he's a talmid chacham, it's a sign, yitzapeh l'torah, shenama eshkecha miyen harekach miyatsis rimonim. So the yayin harekach is a reference to chokhmah, Torah, because it's mirukach, it's something that is takes. It's very complex, many different issues mixed together, like the rakach, and that's the wine that is mirukach. It's not just simple, it means it's been worked through, and it's been blended properly, and that is seen as the juice of rimon. If he's an ama aretz, what would it mean for him? It would be a sign of mitzvot, shenema kepelach harimon rakatek. What is the rakatek? It's a simon reikanim. So even people who have no chokhmah, afilu reikanim shebech, Mleim mitzvot kerimon, are filled with mitzvot the way a rimon is. Haroez zeitim bechalom. If somebody sees olives, so if these olives are small, zutri, it means parei verovi v'koi iske kezeitim. It means that he's going to have a business that's going to be growing more and more and more, just like these zeitim. This is all, however, the actual olives, not the tree. If he's the tree, it means something else completely. An olive tree is a sign for many sons. Shemar banecha kishtilei zeitim saviv shulchanecha. Ikeni amrin. Haroe zayit bechalon. Somebody who sees that tree, it's a sign that a shem tov yotzelo. Shenema zayit ra'anan yafeh pritoar kara shem shimcha. Haroe shemen zayit bechalon. Somebody sees all olive oil, yitzapeh l'maor Torah. Shenema v'ikwelech Hashem en zayit zach, that is a sign of yadrim, chokhmah, and so on. Haro'eh timarim b'chalom, somebody who sees dates, it's a sign, tamu avonotav. Also tam, lashon of ending your avonot, shenema tam avonech batzion. One Rav Yosef haro'eh eiz b'chalom, you see a goat, it's a sign that shana mit barechet lo, as we'll see. It's going to be a good year. Izim, it means many years will be mit barchot lo. Shenema v'deich alav izim l'lach mecha. So it's a sign of good parnasa. Haroa hadas b'chalom, nechasav matzlichim lo. It means that his property is going to go up in value. Of course, what if he doesn't have any property? Imein lo nechasim, then it's a sign that his uncle is going to die, leave him Yerusha. Mimakom acher, the proverbial rich uncle. This is a reference to seeing the hadasim growing, not to see a pile of cut hadasim. Haroi etrog b'chalon. Hadurhu lifnei kono. That is a sign that he is beautiful in the eyes of his creator. Shinema pri eitz hadar kapot marim. Haroi lulav b'chalon. Isn't this perfect? Etrog, lulav, tama v'meich, sara v'meich. Couldn't be better. So what happens if he sees a lulav in a dream? Couldn't be because he's been thinking about buying a lulav. It must be because eino ela lev echad le'aviv shebashamayim. Lulav is low lev. This guy's got one heart. He doesn't have all this ambivalence that people suffer from. Haroe avaz bechalam. If you see a goose in a dream, that's a sign yitzapeh l'chokhmah. Why? Because the geese, they make a lot of noise out there. Shnema chokhmot b'chutz torona. And you've got a lot to say. Somebody actually sleeps with a goose. Oh my God, he's going to be a Rosh Hashiva for sure. So have a Rosh Hashiva. Says Rav Ashi, yep, that's me. I saw a goose, and sure enough, what did I do my thing with it? And I ended up becoming a big Rosh Hashiva. Somebody who sees a tarnigal b'chalom. It's
we're moving right along.
It's a different society.
Yeah.
You've got to drop these Western pretensions about such issues. Seriously. I mean, the Gemara doesn't know from it, you understand? Tarnagolet is a sign of a notrikon. Tarbitsa na'a vegila, tarnaga. Tarnaga is a beautiful and happy little garden. You see eggs. Well, you don't know what's in that egg, do you? So it clearly, your request to the Bezdin Shomala is under consideration. Don't call us, we'll call you. If the eggs break, nishtabu, that's a sign that, okay, we've accepted your request. Thank you. Next, please. V'chein egozim, v'chein kishuin, v'chein kol klischuchit, v'chein kol anishborim. Everything is like that to him. Somebody who sees in a dream that he's walking into a big city. Nichnas v'krak. It's a sign. Naasolo chafetzav. His needs have been attended to. Shnan Ravayam cheno mechos chafetzam. They've come to the place where they needed to land. Hamegaleach rosho bechalom. Somebody who gets a haircut. Simin yafalo. Rosho is a kenol. If he paid the extra to have his beard shaved, it's a good sign for kol mishpachto. If he's in a rowboat, three men in a boat. Yoshev bariva ktana. Then it's a sign. Shem tov yotzelo. If he's in a larger boat, like Richie's new yacht, bariva gdala. Then it's a sign. But this is only when it's right at the top of the waves. So then it's only if it's medaille de luye. Somebody who goes somebody who defecates in a dream. That's a good sign because it means he's got rid of all of his garbage. That's only if he didn't wipe himself. That's disgusting. Somebody goes up to a roof. That is a sign that he's Eila the Gedula. If he jumps off, no, sorry, Yarad, if he just comes downstairs, that's a sign that he's Yored Midulato. He just lost his Gedula. Abaya Varava say nonsense. Both of them agree. Kivan Sha'Allah, Allah. Once a guy gets there, he gets there. You don't get rid of him so quickly. Hakorea Begadav Bechalam. Somebody tore his clothing in a dream. That's a sign called Imlo Gizardino. They have torn apart his Gizardin in the Shamayim, and now everything is good. Ha'omed Aron Bechalom, if he's standing stark naked in a dream, so if he's in Bavel, that's a sign that he's naked without what you normally have in Bavel, which is chet. Even the chet of living in Bavel. So it means he's managed to get rid of that chet. Omeid below chet, if he's in Eretz Yisrael, then it means he's lacking what you normally have in Eretz Yisrael. So you're dressed in mitzvahs. So that must be a bad sign. Then it means he's omeid naked without mitzvot. Hanitfas l'srad yot, somebody who saw himself captured by a policeman. That is a sign that he's in protective custody. Shmirana asetla. He's being watched over. If they put him inside of the irons, that's even a better sign. Osifolo shmiral shmirato, even better. But this is only a kolar, if they just put a good sign. Chavalah bi'almalo, because that's not shmira. Hanichnas la'agam bechalom. Somebody who goes into a agam, how do you say that in English?
Lake?
No, it's like swamp, no, like meadow, yeah. Marsh, thank you, that's the word, thank you. So he goes into a marsh. What do you have in a marsh? It's very, very thickly packed with all types of different reeds, tall, thin, and so on. Yeah, so it's the vegetation, like wetland vegetation, is extremely dense vegetation, which means that everybody is crowding around to hear his words. He must be a great Rosh Hashiva. So now it's a Rosh Hashiva. You notice there's a preponderance of signs to become a Rosh Hashiva. Yes, yeah. And Liyar, but if he finds himself going into a forest, there's not as much dense vegetation in a forest because the trees create a little distance between themselves, especially with tree killers like Richie around. And then Richie doesn't like fir trees. He kills 10 a year. So then it's a sign that he's going to be Rosh for the B'nai Kala. The B'nai Kala are the people that are not at all the Talmidim. These are the people that don't understand quite as much, and you need to explain to them after the Shir, and they come, and they're sort of the dumb cups, and you know that's what you'll be teaching them. Rav Papa and Rav Winnebrother of Yeshua both had a dream. Rav Papa, who went into the marsh, Da'ila Akma, became a Rosh Hashiva. Rav Winnebrother of Yeshua, who went into a forest in the dream, became a Rosh of Nekala. But others say that the dream wasn't quite that. Both of them had gone into a marsh. It's just that Rav Papa was wearing a bell in his dream. So that's making a lot of noise. That's a Rosh Hashiva. Rav Winnebrother of Yeshua didn't have a bell on him. Then he just became a Rosh of Nekala. Omer Ravashi, well, I went into And Hagam, let me tell you, if you want to know what a real Rosh Hashiva is, not only did I have a bell hanging from my neck making noise, but Nafcha b'Nevuche, they were making sounds all around, people were just coming in. And I was not dressed in a Santa Claus outfit either. Tani Tana Kam Yidra Nachu Bar Yitzchak. Hamekiz Dam Bechalom, somebody who is taking blood in a dream, since sin is a sign of Adam, is what we refer to with something that is sinned, and that's the sign of Dam, Yom Kippurim, and so on. Avonatav mechulim lo, because you're taking blood out of him. But doesn't it say in a bright Avonatav sidurim lo, that all of his sins are set up, which is mashma that he's in big trouble? No, sidurim means set up to be merchel, one after the other. That's it. Tani Tana Kam Yidra Rav Sheshet. Haroeh Nachash Bechalom. If you see a snake, that's a wonderful sign. It's a sign, Panasator Mezumenetlo. A snake eats wherever it is, because it's Afar Lachmo. What better Parnasa than not to have to worry about anything? And that's if the snake bites him. Oh, that's wonderful. Nashcha, then Nichpalalo. He gets double the Parnasa. But if he kills the snake, then Avda Parnasato. Omer Rav Sheshet, no, on the contrary, Koshkech Nichpala Parnasato. Even better. But that's not really true. It's just Rav Sheshet had a dream in which he killed a snake, and he wanted it to be defined that way, so he's pretending, you know, but we know the truth. It was Rav Sheshet, the Chazit Chivya Bechalmi, saw a snake in a dream which he had killed. Tony Tanaka made the Rav Yochanan call me name Mashkin. Any kind of drink that you drink in a dream is good news. Yofi the Chalom, except for wine. Wine, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It depends if it's your best. No, it depends who's drinking it. So Yeshoteo Vitovlo, Yeshoteo Viralo, Yeshoteo Vitovlo, as we see in the position of a yain is samach lavavinush, the yeshote overalo shenema tnu shechar lo oved v'yayin lamori nefesh, so it could be a sign of bitter days coming. Normally, Rabbi Yochanan Letana, don't forget to add to that little bright of yours that for a tamid chacham, wine is always the best thing. It's always good. Yolam tov lo shenema l'chulach mubalach mirshtu v'yayin matzachti. Rabbi Yochanan. Ishkit, this we saw earlier, somebody wakes up in the morning and has an unaccounted for pasuk that simply falls into his mouth. There are three kings that you can see in a dream, and they have different signs. You see Dabra Melech in a chalom, that is a sign, Yitzapelech Hasidut. You see Shlomo Melech in a dream, that is a sign that Chokhmah is coming your way. You see Achav Melech in a dream, Yidag min haPuranut, you better start worrying. There are three Nevi'im that you can see. Haro'eh Sefer Melachim. That's a sign, Yitzapel Gedulah, which is the story of Melachim, the building of the Beit HaMikdash, and so on. If he sees Sefer Yecheskel, where we have the story of the Merkavah, and the Chokhmah of seeing the things that generally people are not aware of, Yitzapel Chokhmah. The Gra takes this out, the Yishayahu Yitzapel Nechamah, because we just said three things, not four. And Yirmiyahu Yid'ag Minapur Anut. Shloshah Ketuvim Gedolim, there are three of the larger books of Ketuvim, and that would be, if you see Sefer Tehillim, Yitzapelech Hasidut. If you see Sefer Mishlei, Yitzapelech Chochmah. If you see Iyov, Yidag Min HaPuranut. So this would be basically the setup over here, the Hasidut, Chochmah, and Puranut, whether it's in terms of the king, or the Nevi'im, or the Ketuvim, and the Shloshah Ketuvim Ketanim, which has also clearly gotten a little confused here, because we end up with four, Shira Shirim, Yechasidut, Kohelet is Chokhmah, and Kinot is Yid'ag min haPuranut. Now, this is a separate piece. Haro'eh Megillat Esther, which is not part of the threes, is Yitzapeh, rather, Neis Na'aseba. Now, there's also Shlosha Chachamim that you could see in a dream. If you see Rebbe in a dream, that's Chokhmah. If you see Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, so many of the Mefarshim change this to Chassidut. And if you see Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Yidag min haPuranut, because of the terrible things that happened to him and to his door. Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim. And then there's younger Talmidei Chachamim. You see Ben Azai, that's Chassidut. You see Ben Zoma, that's Chokhmah. Of course, he went a little bit too far. If you see Acher, then Yidag min haPuranut. All types of animals, Kamine Chayot, Yafot Chalom, other than the peel, the kof, and here we find out that lemurs are also not so good, lemurs kipod. I thought you said if you see an elephant, Pelanasa. Yes, but as we answered earlier, Lokasha, Hadi Misarag, Hadalo Misarag, it depends if it has a nice.
Domesticated
problem. Yeah, what I said before? A saddle, yeah. Any kli that's made out of metal is a good sign in a chalom, other than dangerous kalim, like a hoe that you use to rip out weeds, and then there's a fasal. What is that? A plane, which has a blade in it where you smooth down the board, and a kardom and a hatchet. It's only a problem if you see them in their handle, ready to be handled, because then they look like they're about to get you. Except for immature tamarim, that's not very good. Pagei tamara. Kol minei yirakot, any type of veggies are yafin lechalom, other than turnips. But Rav said, I only got rich after getting a dream of Rosh HaFatot. Yes, but that's seeing them in their natural state. If you see a basket full of them, you know, they might be coming your way as clubs. Kol minei tzivonim, any color is good in a dream. And technicolor dreams are always fun. Chutz min hatchelet. Kol minei ofot yafim milechalom, chutz min karya, kifufa, v'korporoi, all of which have these strange faces of either bats, owls, where they look sort of, they have this human look to them, which always people get very suspicious about. You only die after you hear the owl, you know. There's three things that go into your body, and your body gets nothing out of them. It just goes past straight through you. Gudganiot, kafniot, and pagei tamara. So the gudganiot, similar to that, gudganiot are actually what we call duvdavanim. Yeah, they're cherries. Other learners are hackleberries. The kafniot are just not a good quality of a tamara. And pagei tamara is that they are still immature. Shlosha ein nichnasim leguf. There's three things that don't go into your body, but there's still lots of fun. Ve'elohin rechitza, a good shower. Sicha, putting the oil on you. And tashmish, sleeping sexually. Shlosha me'ein olam haba. There's three things that are just like olam haba. Shabbat, shemesh, ve'tashmish. Now here we also think that it means sex, but it doesn't. You can't call that Olam Haba, because it leaves you weakened. And how would Olam Haba leave you weakened? It's makrish kafish. Ela tashmish nekavim. It means having a good time in the bathroom, you know, really getting cleaned up. Shlosha meshivim da'ato shel adam. Three things will take you, even if you're in a bad mood and things are sad. There's three things that will restore you. And that is beautiful voice, kol, as something beautiful to look at and something beautiful to smell. Shlosha marchivim da'ato shel adam. Three things expand your connection to the world. A beautiful home, dirana'a, a beautiful woman, and beautiful things to use. V'kelim na'im. Chamisha, there are five things which are one out of 60 of something grand. V'elohim. Eish, dvash, shabbat, shina, v'chalom. Eish, putting your finger in a fire, that's like 1/60th of hell. Dvash is 1/60th of the taste of the month. Shabbat is 1/60th of Olam Haba. Sleeping is 1/60th of death. Chalom is 1/60th of Nevuah. There are shisha dvarim that are a good sign for a chole. Elohim, and these are they. Itush, so a good sneeze. Zeah, a good sweat. She'll show some serious diarrhea. Keri, having a wet dream. Shena, just having a good sleep. Chalom, a good dream. And we'll go through each one of them. Itush. It says, Atishotav Tahel Or, that your sneezes are the beginning of light. Ze'ah, Dichtib Ze'at Apecha Toch Alechem. You're sweating up, you'll have good things to eat. Shil Shul, as we saw before, Miher Tzu'al Yipateach Vulo Yomut HaShachat. Keri, as we saw, Yir Ez Zera, Yarif Yamin, sign of a long life. Shena, Dichtib Yashanti, Az Yanuakli. I slept. Oh, like a mensch. Chalom, divti v'atach limeni, you make me dream, v'achayeni, and then give me life. There are six things that merapim et acholem michal yo, that get you better, and it's a real refuah that's going to last. Elohim, kruv, tradim, sisim yaveshin, keva, heret, which is the womb of an animal, yoteret akaveh, the diaphragm, and some say herring. Not only herring, but Lord, ela shedagim ktanim afrinu marpim kol gufo shel adam. Herring will cure whatever ails you.
Sardines also.
Sardines also, thank you. Yes, we understand. All my humor doesn't have to be explained, really not. I don't know what's seen on. I mean, I can tell you what wiki dictionary says, but there are also 10 things that are machzir v'cholel cholyo, and boy, getting sick again, that's a bad sign, bad prognosis. Cholyo koshe, Elohim, You eat basar shor, heavy-duty steak, or any type of basar shamim, very oily meat, or basar tzli, or basar tziporim, or a beitzah, which is broiled, tzluya, a tiglachat, shachlayim, chalav, gvina, and going into a hot bath while you're sick, by merchatz. Some say even egozim, and some say af kishuim. That's why they're called kishuim, let me tell you. Lamanikra shema kishuim, and shem kashim laguf kecharavot. You might as well be eating swords. Is that true though? Don't we say that when it says Vayomer Hashem la shnei goyim bivitnech, that means don't read that goyim. It means great men that show off their conspicuous consumption. Geyim. Who's that referring to? Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Elo Antoninus Varebi. Shelo pasak mishulchanam lotznon velo chazeret. And get this. Velo kishuim. So they had such access to imported goods that it didn't matter whether it was the season. They were actually able to have these amazing things year-round. Can you imagine? What a world it's become, huh? Anyway, answers the Gemara, that's not a problem. Ravavi, big overgrown kishurim, those are murder. Little sweet kishurim, those are great. Turn her up on it. If you see in a dream a mate in the house, that's a sign that you're finally going to have some peace. Shalom, babayit. Now, if the dead man eats and drinks in the house, that's a sign that's very good for the house. Simen yofel abayit. If he takes things out of the house, it means he's taking some things along with him. That might be you. Simen ra labayit. Tirgimar of papa, that's not anything. That's only masanda visandala, that's shoes. Never, never take shoes out of a dead man's house. Kol deshakel shichva mali, in a dream, anything that the dead take is nice. Not when he takes the shoes, because there may be other people standing in those shoes. And kol deyoyv shichva mali, anything that the dead give in a dream is nice. Unless it's more dirt, sounds like somebody else needs to be covered. Vikardala or mustard. Mokam shenekra mimenu avadat gilulim. The next thing about in the Mishnah, you're supposed to say a brocha shakar avadat kochavim mi artzeinu. Tanu Rabbanan, if you see a standing Merkulis, Merkulis was the god of the way, which would probably still use it actually to it's become now the sign of what direction to take. We still use it with the Boy Scouts still.
Mercury.
So it's a pile of stones, basically. Three stones, one on top of the other. They still, a lot of cultures still use the picture of Mercury. So three stones.
The Israeli scales.
Yeah. So that Mercury, since people still continue to use it and get away with it, you say, Baruch Shenatan Erech HaPayim L'Avrei Ritzono, you thank the good Lord for not getting too angry at all of this stuff. And if he sees a Markup Shinek Rami Menu Avadat Kochavim, you say Baruch Sha'akar Avadat Kochavim Yartzenu, and you add Buchashem Shinek Rami Makom Zeh, just as it was uprooted from here, so too may every church find its end. Kente Aker Mikol, Mikomot Yisrael, V'yashev Lev of the Hemla of Decha, and may you restore the hearts of those who have made these errors to worship you. But that's a reference to Poshei Yisrael. In Chutzlaritz, you don't have to say any of this Le'a Shev Le'v of Dem Lavdecha, because most people there are Goyim anyway. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, what does that have to do with anything? Even in Chutzlaritz, what, all of a sudden the Goyim are hopeless? Af b'Chutzlaritz Tzarich Lomar Ken, because after all, ultimately, Atidin Le'it Gayer, all will recognize the truth. Shenemar Az Efoch La'amim Safa Berura, a perfect end for you. And I think we'll get into Bavel Arisha'a tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem.
Okay, welcome, Mo'adim Simcha. Today, we're up to Dr. Zayin. And we got up to the first line, right at the end of the line. Haro'er Huna, Be'chalom. If you see the word Huna, then that's a siman that neis na'aselo. If you say, if you see Hanina or Hanania or Yohanan, then it's nisei nisim na'aselo. The nunim in these names is a remez to neis for various fascinating reasons. Some of them can be found in a very useful book called Patterns in Time on Hanukkah. That was a paid political announcement.
Is it because of the double moons?
The nisei nisim is double moons. Aroe hespeid bechalam. If you see the word hespeid in a dream, min hashamayim chasu alav ufeda'uhu, it is a sign that they were chas on you, have rachamim on you in the heavens, and podi you from a gezerah ro. All of the above is only if what you see is written, as opposed to the other remorse that we had until now, which was not what was written, but rather the actual event. In other words, you see a peel. It doesn't mean to see the word peel. It means to see an actual peel. And otherwise, obviously, there's no difference between this Mitzrach and Lomitzrach. So these are different than the ones we had before. Same thing, Yishmael. Meant the real Yishmael was a person. In other words, not the name Yishmael. I mean, you never met Yishmael in Abraham?
And what's the source of all the
knowledge?
Most of it is
Torah. Yeah. Someone who says Yeshmei Rabba in his dream is a raya that he's a ben olam haba. Hakorei kriyat shema, ra'ui shetishra alav shechina, la she'in doro zakai lakach. If he's saying kriyat shema in a dream, then that means that actually he's ra'ui for hashra'at hashechina, which is Malchus Shamayim, and rumors in the effort of kriyat shema. The only reason that we don't see it is because his generation is not suitable to have someone in it where the shechina shoran. Hameiniyat tefillin b'chalom, yitzapele gdula. Someone who puts on his tefillin in a dream, is wearing tefillin in his dream, which says, ra'u kol ha'me'aretz kishem Hashem nikrai lechav yaruni meka. V'tani Rabbi Eliezer, as we saw earlier, Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. You know, you want to go into any of these things? Hamitz Palel Bechalom, Siman Yafelo. Someone who is davening in a dream, it's a good sign. But that's Hanimene Velo Siyim. That's only if he didn't finish his Tefillah. In other words, it's a sign that he's Korov to the Shechina. It doesn't, it's not that he walked away. Now, following comes quite a few Freudian issues in dreams, which as the, actually, the Besser has a whole discussion of the actual Freudian elements. He points out the erotic content of the subconscious has within it lower layers that are actually, their mokar is good. And in terms of, the Gemara wants to show what lies beneath the biological drives that are expressed in Freudian dreams, and that their mokar, like all issues of existence, it can be taken in two ways. So on the one hand, you may have a dream which is very edible. So haba alimo bechalom, someone has sex with his mother in a dream. But in terms of the underlying meaning, yitzapele bina, this is a sign that he should await deep understanding. Shinemar ki, actually it's kiim lebina, but we read it here, ki aim lebina tikra. Bina should be to you as a mother, so that if you have that level of chibur with a mother, it's for all types of remazim in terms of bringing, there's the difference between chokhmah and bina, is that bina is the development of seeds that are chokhmah, so intercourse is necessary to develop those seeds. The motherhood, in this sense, you're bringing back to the original chokhmah the issues, and then they develop further. Haba al na'arah murasa, someone who sleeps with a woman, obviously not his own, is but here she's mu'ureset to somebody else, that's a simen that he's going to be kone Torah. Yeah. Shinebar Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha ki hilat Yaakov. Atikrei morasha, because Torah is not a morasha, as the Mishnah in Avot says, einah Yerushalacha. It's just a munat v'yomeid, and somebody who wants it can take it. So it can't be a morasha, and then since it's a mu'urasa. So we have to see Torah as being mu'ureset to a person. And therefore, if he takes the mu'ureset, it's a mu'ureset to other people as well. So it says someone who learns Torah in front of an Amoritz, it's as if he slept with his fiancée in front of him. Because he's taking the mu'urasa, which is a shayach real to that person as well. Habal achoto bechalom, someone who sleeps in a dream with his sister. Yitzapeh lo chokhmah. Shineimar emor lo chokhmah achotiyat. Even though that relationship is given, so it's both coming from the same mokar, but it's, you're so close to the thing, not the chokhmah, not that you're developing it, but that it's a given that this is elements of reality as defined, or chokhmah, rather than the way that they interrelate and have children and so on. So that's a given relationship like an achot. Habal eshet ish bechalom, someone who sleeps with someone else's wife in a dream. Muftach lo shu ben olam haba. That's a sign that he's a ben olam haba, because it means that he has that person's chelik of relationships as well. Bahani mila de la yada, that's only if he doesn't know the woman, although we hear about the yunt, he wasn't fantasizing about her the night before, and obviously he was fantasizing about her, and then that's why he had the dream. It's unlikely he's a ben olam haba.
Does that apply to other cases?
No, the other ones were generic. This is a specific Eshet Ish we're talking.
If you didn't know her, how could you know that he was an Eshet Ish?
Both are true. What do you mean? If you didn't know Yishmael ben Avraham, how did you know Yishmael ben Avraham? Amri Pchia Baraba. Haro'ech Yitzim Bechalom. Ra'ash Shalom. Somebody who sees a vision of wheat in a dream will saw already. Actually, someone with Ra'ash Shalom, he already saw a piece. Because this wasn't included in the Shalosh Shlomo earlier. because those were that he should await Peter. Here's a simon, that there were elements in him that had simmons. Go figure it out, but it's there. Hasam gibulev shalom chelav chitim yasbir. Haroes seorim mebechalom. Seorim is like a gemach notrikon. Soru avon seorim. Shenemar v'sar avonecha v'chatatcha tekupar. Omer Rabbi Zera says, Rabbi Zera, I didn't leave Bavel to come to Eretz Yisrael until I saw Seorim, which was a sign that I was roi to be in Eretz Yisrael, because he wanted to make sure that he was in a matzav in which he was roi to be in Eretz Yisrael. Something. If he sees a vision of a vine that is filled with grapes, it's a sign that his wife will not miscarry. So the assumption here, Geffen Puriya doesn't drop its grapes. Someone who sees now a vision of a grape, a shoot. That's just what you call it when you plant in the, a little
seedling.
A seedling, yeah. So if he sees a vision of a seedling, so a soreka, then he should be mitzapel Mashiach. Shemar osvila gefeniro ule soreka bini atonot. And the aton is a remnant to Mashiach because he's ayar ben atonot. He rides on a, remember sheirba ni brochei vachamor ba ayar ben atonot. So the ben aton is a simon to Mashiach. I'm saying. I guess closer than usual. That's a good point. If he sees a fig tree, it's a sign that his Torah will be mishtamer, because there's no, the Torah is compared to the teina because it's constantly bringing forth new fruit, and every time you're mamashpish bar, you might say payrot chadashot. So here, no tzer teina, one who watches over the teina will be zofet to it. It must mean that there was a netzira of his Torah, so it's a simin that Torah mishtamer. Rimonim b'chalom. Rimonim, there's different levels of rimazim to rimonim. If the rimonim are still small, they're zutri, so then it means porei iske k'rimona. His business is going to have, going to open up a lot of subdivisions, like a rimon ends up growing into subdivisions. And if it's if he sees large rimonim, it means that his business is going to grow, rabi iske k'rimona. If he says, sees pieces of rimonim, palgei rimonim, sim tamik chachamu, yitzapel Torah, shenema hashkecha miyayin harekach, miyasis rimonim, so asis, the asis of the rimon, the juice of the rimon, obviously, is going to have to come from a rimon that was cut and is ready to be squeezed. But if it's an amaharetz, then it's a remes to mitzvot. Shinema kifelach harimon rakatech, and rakatech is a lotion of reikanut, which is a remes to an amaharetz, afilu reikanim shebecha mele'im mitzvot kerimon. Even those who are empty are filled the way a rimon is filled with its little seeds, so too is the reik, we get to amaharetz, should be Yisrael mele'im mitzvot. But it can't be a remes to the asis Rimoni, because he doesn't have the wherewithal. He's Rimoni. It's the famous Malbim about the Tariag of deeds that became very became very popular. They became like sort of a myth that there's 613 seeds. You count at 690. Well, there's all kinds of pirushim on what the Malbim was really like.
You don't eat it. Oh, he's the one who said it.
He's the one who said it. Haroed zeitim bechalom. Someone who sees olives. It depends if they're chazon. Each olives are Rebchaim Noah olives. So if they're zutri, so then if they're small olives, then pori v'rabi v'koy yiskeik yizeiti. Then that means that they're going to be growing, and it must be that it's a sign of his business, because this is his produce is going to grow and diversify, and it's going to stand. Actually, there's another gears that has which seems to be necessary, because it doesn't explain the rabbi. The other gears is v'rabi koy yiskeik yizeiti, which makes sense. It ties into the same thing we said by Rimon. If the zeitim are already well grown, so it's not a sign for growing, because they're not growing anymore. So then it would mean that they're koi, that they're going to be preserved the way zeitim are. V'animile tree, this is only if you see the olives, not the tree itself. Ilani, if you see an olive tree, then having like banim merubin, it's a simon to having many children. Shemar banefer k'shile zeitim. Shile zeitim apparently mean here that there will be many children. Another explanation that others have is that if one who sees the zayit, it's a simon that Shim Tov Yotzelo, Shenemer Zayin Ra'anan, Yefei Kri Toar, Karal Shem Shimcha, so that the element of Kriyas Hashem is similar to a Zayit Ra'anan with beautiful peirot. Haroeh Shemen Zayit B'chalom Yitzapelem Or Torah. The other hand, if he sees the olive oil, it's a sign that he will be Zocher to the light of Torah. Shenemer by Kuelach Hashemen Zayit Zach, and that's for a menorah, and that's a simon maybe Shiratzelachin, Yadrim, and so on. That's Katzid Lama Or, and the Lahalos Ner Tamid is a remiss to the light of Chokhmah. If somebody sees timarim, that's a sign that tamu avonotav, tam mar, so the bitterness of avon is over. Shema tam avonech batzion. Omar Rav Yosef, haroa eiz b'chalom, shana mitbarechet lo, izim shanim mitbarchot lo. Because we know the posik uses the kid as a sign of ashirut. It says, v'dei chalav izim l'lach mecha, so somebody can survive having the totsaot, the milk, and the begodim that come just from his life. Haroa hadas b'chalom, lichasev matzlich. Somebody sees hadas, right? The point of the hadas is that it covers every year, the leaves cover over every area. Others have remes in the hadas, because we saw before there were three different elements that one should diversify. So one should put shlish, a third of his money, into real estate. It's a remes to the shalosh leaves, the alei hadas, on each level. That's a sign for the diversification of nechasim, and so therefore it's a simon of a brocha in nechasim. If the guy doesn't have any investments, then it must be a sign that Yerusha his rich uncle is going to die, leaving him a fortune. This is only if he sees them actually growing, not if they're just lying there in somebody's hands or something. Somebody who sees an etrog, it's a simon that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes he is shining with beauty. Is a sign that it's like he only has one heart for God, because the palm goes directly up as opposed to other trees where they have a heart. Of the palm, you don't have a heart of an oak. It splits into many. Each branch carries the sap that usually goes in the palm tree only through the middle. The branches of the palm tree are actually as leaves. Somebody sees a goose. It's a sign that he will be zok to chokma, because a goose walks around and it makes noise. So that chokma makes noise outside. If he ends up having sex with this goose, then obviously he becomes a Rosh Yeshiva. I mean, that's very clear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it means, well, first of all, that's what they'll say about him. But I mean, besides that, it means that he's mechuber, in other words, it's not just that he's merames to it, he's actually connected
to the golden goose.
I actually saw a goose, and I slept with the goose, and sure enough, I became very kosher. He became the Rosh Yeshiva. Someone who sees a cock in a dream, Yitzapela ben Zachar, it's a simon that he will have a son, Tarnagolim, Yitzapela Banim Zecharim. We actually call the Tarnagol Gever. In the Tzurkim and Rosh, the Mitzade Gever, the Gever, we have the Yuma, the two ways of understanding it. You know, Krota Gever is Krota Gever, the Tarnagol. And it's interesting, even in English, we use Hak for phallus, which is also a sign of Gever. So there's something particularly male about the Tarnagol for some reason. So that's the Simen of Gevorim, Simen of Zecharim particularly. Tarnagolet is not a Simen particularly of Nikivot, and therefore the Simen of Tarnagolet is a notrikum. Yitzapele tarbitza no'a vegila. He should assume that he's going to have a beautiful garden that he'll have much joy in. It's a lashon of tarnagol. Or tarbitza also is a lashon that we use for a beit midrash, depending on the context. Haroe beitzim bechalom. Someone who sees eggs. That means truya bakashato. His bakasha, and remember that eggs in Aramaic are bei. Bei means boi, to ask, which is a she'ela, something that you're being the bakesh. If the eggs break and shatter, then naset bakashato. That's a sign it's no longer hanging, but rather it's achieved. Now, the same thing is true of anything that can break and shatter, like egozim, kishuim, klisuchit, v'kein kol hanishvarim ke'elu, are a simen of asiyas, a bakasha that was omit. Hanichdas v'krach, somebody who dreams of coming into a large city in a dream. Now, selo chafitzav, it's a sign that his needs are taken care of, his desires are taken care of. Shenema v'yanchenu mechoz chetzam. Mechoz is generally what we use for a metropolitan area. So mechoz chetzam is a remez in coming into a metropolitan area that your chefetz is achieved. Somebody who shaves his head in a dream, simin yofelo. If he shaves his head and his beard, it's a simin yofelo l'kol mishpachto. Richie, this one's for you. Hayoshev barivak tanav, he's sitting in a small sailboat, then shem tov yotzilo. That's a sign that he'll have a good name. Barivak dolan, if he's got a yacht, that's a simin that lo l'kol mishpachto. But hani milik demadlig luy, this is only if his sailboat is riding high on the wave. Hanifne bechalom, someone who defecates in a dream, simin yofelo, that's a good sign. As we saw before, the defecation is a simon of separating out that element of yourself that is decayful. Shema miher tso eli hifateach. Tso eli means that which wars out, and therefore it's a simon to Yeshua that's coming. Bahani mili delo kinach. It's only if he didn't dirty his hands in wiping himself. Ola legag bechalom. Someone who goes up to a roof in a dream is a simon that he's ola legdula, that he will become great. Yarad. But if he goes off of the roof, yored megdulato. Abaye v'rava who shared many experiences and other things. they both said, the Amitavar Kim inshallah, Allah. Once you go up, you go up, but it doesn't matter if you see yourself coming down. You could stay up there. HaKorea Begadav Bechalom, someone who in a dream tears his clothing, Korim Lo Gizar Dino, that is a sign that the Gizar Din has been torn. HaOmed Aron Bechalom, someone who stands naked in his dream. In Babel, this is a sign that he has no sin. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a sign that he has no mitzvahs. Aron below mitzvot. Because in Babel, the only thing you have in Babel is the sin of being there. So if you're naked, it means that you don't have that sin. In Eretz Yisrael, which is full of mitzvot, if you're naked, it's a sign you don't have any mitzvot. That's the Remember, I told you you're naked anyway. You had only one mitzvah, now you have nothing. Fascinating. And this is Rashi's spirit. In other words, the norm in Eretz Yisrael is to be malei mitzvah. You're naked, nothing, you don't have what you should have had there. Whereas the norm in Chutz La'aretz is to have chet. So if you're naked, so you've stripped your chatoim from. Hanitfas l'srad yot, if you've been now taken in by the police, shmirah natsepo, then the police are going to take good care of him, meaning that there will be a shmirah on him. That was obviously protective custody. Notnu bikolar, if they put him now into the socks, that's even better. I mean, then osifulo shmirah shmiratot. V'hani mili bikolar, this only if it's really, I mean, it's really the socks. Avo sevla bi'alma lo, just am, I mean, if they just put a rope around him, it doesn't mean anything. Hanitnas l'agam b'chalon. Somebody who walks into an agam, now an agam is all...
It's extremely dense vegetation, which means that everybody is crowding around to hear his words. He must be a great Rosh Hashiva.
So that is not a Rosh Hashiva. But if he goes into a yard, and if he goes into a forest, and a forest is basically the trees, the large trees crowd out the little trees. So if he's in a forest, then he becomes a Rosh Livnei Chala, because the head of the Chala, he says over the drosha to the Talmidim, who didn't quite get it at the time, he's Masber and answers the question.
Chala so means what here?
The Chala was this year, the lectures they would give before the holidays. So the ones that would come in for Birur would be the Talmidim, not people from the street, wouldn't come in to hear the Rosh Chala. They would go to the main lecture. You know, you go to the lecture and you go home. But the people that are in the conference, that are serious about the conference, they have the afterwards, they go to side rooms, discuss it and so on. I skipped you one second. Rav Papa Vunaberei, the Rav Yeshua Chazukalma. Both Rav Papa and Vunaberei, the Rav Yeshua, had a dream. Now Rav Papa, in his dream, was Ayala Agma. He got into the swamp. And Nazir Rosh Yeshiva, whereas Rav Vunaberei, the Rav Yeshua, who in his dream went into a forest, was Nazir Rosh for the Nechal. Ikeni Amri, others say actually they both went into an agam, but Rav Papa was wearing a bell in his dream around his neck. So he was not a Rosh Hashiva because it makes a lot of noise. Rav Vunaberei, the Rav Yeshua, lo talitav, he wasn't wearing anything, not a Rosh Hashiva Nechal, he doesn't make as much noise.
It kind of runs contrary to the perspective that says that silence would indicate intelligence.
Yeah, but over here his job is a babble, and he's supposed to be talking to Salmidim. But certainly making noise. Omer Papa Ana Yaltal Agma says Ravashi, well, I just want you to know, I went into an agam, actually. That was a sign I should be a Rosh Hashiva. Plus I was wearing a tabla. That was definitely a sign I should be a Rosh Hashiva. And I was Nafke Banavuchi. Boy, I was banging on and making so much noise, which means I should be a super Rosh Hashiva. Tony Tanaka Peter Nagoba Yitzchak. Hamekiz Dam Bechalon. Someone who has a bloodletting in a dream. Avonotav Mechulim Lo. It means that his Avonot, because again, the bloodletting is seen as a sign of taking out that which was Motarot. So his Avonot or Mechul. But doesn't the Brayta say, Batanya Avonot of Sidurim Lo? That they're all arranged for him. It sounds like he's going to fall into his Avonot. No, when it says Sidurim, it means Sidurim Limachel. They are arranged, ready for Mechila. There's a very cute lacha. Mrs. Locke says that the Hanhog of Mavir Rishon is that the first Oven is not included. Then if afterwards turns out that he's Rov Avonot, so then he has to give a din on the one that wasn't included. But if that would be the case, then his Avonot would not be Sidurim, because they would come to Chutz Laseder, because the first one would be put in later. So clearly, if Avonot Sidurim, then it must be Sidurim Limachel, because the first one, it stayed off of the scale.
Right.
Yes.
Is it possible
nobody
to
enjoys
the
it?
Interpretation so that
your
dreams would go after?
No, because we said earlier, first of all, there's a lot of bad ones. And secondly... we give you opportunities to interpret in both directions sometimes. Here we don't.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It seems that it's like preemptive dream interpretation.
Same, but if we wanted to do that, we would have done that on all of them. But it was, we don't...
In this case, today, it was all the good things. Today, it's trying to keep you away from Barhead. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. It's like, close, so you've automatically covered it.
Especially with a lot of bad-sounding stuff.
Exactly.
Tani Tana Kameder of Sheshet. Haro'en Nachash Bechalom. Someone sees a snake. That's a riot at Parnasatom is a minute, Lois. snake always has parnassa handy because it can eat its offer line. So that means that you're going to have parnassa very handy to you. Nashko, if the snake bites you, it's even better. Nichpalalo, that means you've got double parnassa. Horgo, but if he kills the snake, then avda parnassa to, he destroys his parnassa. Amalei Rav Sheshi says, Rav Sheshi, on the contrary, that the best thing, kosikeshi, nichpalal parnassa to, because now he was able to be mitgaber over the threat to his parnassa. But that's not really true. It's just Rav Sheshi had a dream like that, and he killed the snake, and he wanted to make sure things would go his way. So he was chazakivya bakalmei vekatle. Any type of liquid is good for a dream, except for wine, which is not necessarily good, it might be. It sort of depends. Just like wine actually always depends. Along with this pirish, that's for a Talmud Chacham, liolam tovlo. It's for sure good for a Talmud Chacham, because it says l'chula chamu b'lachmi, ushtu v'yein masachti. So that means that the yayin for a Talmud Chacham is a similar thing. Om Rav Yochanan Hishkim, when a fal pasuk atofiv, arezed nebuah kitana. We saw before. Ton Rabban Shloshim alokim, these are, as I pointed out earlier, lists. We have a lot of things that are in a series of lists, and we have some that don't fit into the list. They can be lists, they can be mentioned separately. But the lists are, there's three malachim that you could see in a dream. If you see David in a dream, then Yitzapel HaChasidut, just the way the Mesechta began. So Shlomo, Yitzapel HaChasidut, it's called Chacham Mikol Adam. Ach'av, Yid'ag Min HaPuranut, didn't happen to have a beautiful end. Shlosha Nevi'im, Haroes Sefer Melachim, depending which Navi, meaning which Sefer Navi, you see. If you say from Malachim, it's a Pele Gdula, because it's a list of the goddesses of Malachim. If you see a Cheskel, it's a Pele Chokmah, because you have Maaseh Merkabah, there Maaseh Breshit. Now, the problem is that we set three and with this four. So here we have Yeshayahu, it's a Pele Nechamah, Yirmiyahu, Yidag Min HaPuranut, which is why the Igra takes out Yeshayahu, it's a Pele Nechamah. However, there's also in Maseches Derech Eretz, it doesn't have Malachim, and the other Girsos that I'm hearing, it don't have Yecheskel. It's not clear which one is inserted as separate from the three.
I think it sounds also like the Yishayin Yirmiyahu is split side, either or, maybe taking it one.
Shloshak tuvim gedolim heim. There's three, actually, tuvim we have, tuvim that are actual books, we have tuvim that are little megillas. So we talk about tuvim gedolim, we mean the books of tuvim. And that, if you say Sefer Tehillim, so then Yitzapel HaChasidut. If you say Sefer Mishle, Yitzapel HaChokhmah, the main theme of Mishle. Yov, Yidag Min HaPuranut. Then you have Shloshak tuvim tanim heim, which is if you see Shir HaShirim in a Chalon, Yitzapel HaChasidut. Kohelet, Yitzapel HaChokhmah. Kinot, Yidag Min HaPuranut. Use your imagination. Haro'eh Megillat Esther, and this is not part of the list. That's why it mentions Haro'eh again. Haro'eh Megillat Esther, Nes Naso. This is not a Yitapeh. No, it's a different meaning of the Riyah. It's a simon that a Nes will be done for him.
It's separate from any other list.
Yeah, there's the list. The lists are in Yonim of the meaning of the Sefer as a whole. And over here, it's a remez in what,
It's expanded only.
That's why it says Haro'eh. It's a Sri, and then it says Haro'eh. It's obviously not part of
it. It goes back to more of this.
Yeah. Shlosha Chachamine. Chachamim over here mean Tzmuchim. It's supposed to Talmidei Chachamim. Not that we'll talk about everything. So Shlosha Chachamine. Haro'eh Rebbe Bechalom. It's a Bela Chokhmah. You see Rebbe Yehuda Anossi? You should look towards wisdom. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. It's a Bela Ashirut. Rebbe Yishvei Yitz, remember, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah gave 12,000 agalim every year just for Maaser Behema, so he was doing pretty good. Of course, Rebbe was also doing pretty good, but his fame was in terms of his chach. And if he sees Rebbe Shmuel ben Elisha, who was in the Harugei Malchus in a very sad way, scalped him, basically. Yid Agmin HaPuranut. Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim, there's three Talmidei Chachamim, didn't have to Yichon. Ben Azai, Haroeh Ben Azai Bechalom, Yitzapel HaChasidut. We are Dorish on Ben Azai, that Yokor Behmei Hashem, Amav Tala Chasidav, when he was Lichnas Lepardes. If these are actually the three people that we mentioned here, all were the part of the Nichnosim Lepardes. We have three of the four were Nichnas Lepardes. Ben Zoma, Yitzapel HaChokhmah. Acher, if he says Elisha Ben Avuya, Yidag Ben HaPuranut. It's bad news. Kol Minei Chayot Yofot Lechalom. All types of animals are good, except for Peel, Kof, and a Tipod. Tipod, actually, has other Girsos, you know. Tipod, rather, Kifuf. So monkeys, lemurs, and elephants. Come now, Sesame Street can't possibly get that fine. Yeah, but Kofi, happy code. Kippy, happy code. Hippotas is in modern Hebrew a hedgehog.
What
are you talking about? Hedgehog. No, no. Hedgehog.
Rabbi? Porcupine.
Okay, fine.
Really? What?
A martin.
What about the common usage of
martins?
Common usage is what a language base.
Omar, Omar, as long as it's not in the dictionary, the common usage is what it is. Omar, 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 Haroed Piel Bechalom, doesn't it say that if you see an elephant and that something wondrous will be done for you? Lokash, as we said earlier, Hadim Yisrag, Adalom Yisrag, it depends if the elephant is under control and has something on it. And that looks like a nice, relaxed kind of animal, otherwise, not particularly good sign. Komine Matechet Yafin Lechalom, Kalim, made out of metal. Are a good sign. Chutz mimar pasal v'kardom, except for a hoe, a pick, and a shovel, which are meant to be mashvi is the land, and are supposed to break things apart. That's not a good sign. But animil de chazino v'katayr, that's only if he sees it with the actual handle on it, that it's usable. There's no problem if you just see the blade. Komine pirot yafin lechalon, chutz mipagei tamara. The tamar, when it's pag, so it's an immature tamara, is not a good sign. Komine yirakot yafin lechalon, chutz mirishay lefatot, as we saw earlier. If you see turnip tops, then it's a sign that you're going to get bopped with something that's one of those Kenyan turnip boppers. But this is only, asking, well, wait a minute. Rob said I only got rich when I saw turnip tops. That depends. Say, if they're growing, so then okay, then nobody's going to bop you with
the
growing.
There's a policeman here asking, did anybody possibly leave a bag outside? Okay.
No, this was stuck here for 45 minutes. Yeah. So kichaza bichinayu chaza. Again, when he saw his turnip, they were connected to the ground, which is they weren't a sign that he was about to get bopped, but rather that things were growing large and like a good business. Kol minei tzivonim yafin lechalom. Every color in a colored dream is a good sign. Chutz min hatchelet. So Rashi says tchelet is a sign of illness because it's similar to greenish. So that you look greenish, turquoise. Well, again, every culture perceives colors slightly differently. But I mean, after Kabbalah, the tchelet is a dangerous thing, which is why you're not supposed to wear your tzitzis out because the Ramban says uri itenotam is the sign of the walotatura chelovatem is because we're afraid with this. You see the tailet on your TT, you may have wrong thoughts. So tailet is Muramis or Malfoy.
If you have the tailet, you don't wear it out?
I'll pick up all you're not supposed to wear
but
it.
White is not a problem? Or you don't wear tzitzit out at all?
I don't think there's a hakoda on not wearing white tzitzit out. But the tailet tzitzit, the Ramban says, that's exactly what lotaturo means. Lotaturo, afrelabafim, means don't follow the tailet. The tailet is a remnant of Malfoy. Malfoy borders on minut because it's self organization. People get very nervous about self organization, as you may have noticed lately. And, the most recent Hope trial, you know, they don't like self-organization. So, okay, so you stick that into your cloak.
I have a clue.
You haven't a clue, that's right. Kol mine ofot, yafin lechalom. Any kind of bird is a good sign that everybody knows when you hear the owl call. Oh, that's not a good sign, right? So, chutz min karya kifufa v'karporoi, which are all types of birds, owls, bats, and so on, all things that look like a human faces. And that, they turn their heads like a human, and that's everybody knows that's it.
Previously, Rebbe suggested that one of the field cultures and the
both
right.
The other gears is limon.
Yeah,
because things that are, in other words, it's the same idea. Things that are either weird or that are similar to an adam and yet not quite adam. It is the same thing over here. It's always what we're more fearful of in a sense. Zombies, you know, that type of thing. It's a human-like thing that isn't controlled with the das of a human. People find very frightening. They think gorillas are scary. For many years, people were terrified of these things because they're monsters. The abominable snowman, all of these kind of things are basically primates. And by definition, there must be something wrong if they're so similar to humans and yet they're not really human. It's a sign of devolution, is the way the Medrash takes it, because you're going back towards the monkeys. The Medrash says, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, humans express much more of a primate. They're very similar to monkeys rather than to purely humans. Shlosha nechlasim laguf veina guf ne'neh mehem. Now, there's three kind of things you can eat, but the truth is it's not going to give you any nourishment. And that's good gedaniot, which are cherries, and the kafniot, which is a type of unripe date, and paget mara, which is a regular date that isn't going to ripen. Shlosha in nechlasim laguf. There's three things that don't go into the body, and yet the body enjoys. Ne'neh mehem ve'elohim, richitza, v'sicha, v'tashmish. So washing, rubbing your skin, and sex are all things that you enjoy but that don't go into you, which Ramban says the reason you don't make a bracha on these things. Otherwise, you ought to make a bracha. Shlosha me'in olam haba. There's three things that are like olam haba. Shabbos, Shemesh, v'tashmish. And the assumption was in the beginning that tashmish means sex again. But that, the Gemara says, doesn't make any sense, because you can't say it's me'in olam haba if it leaves you weak. So tashmish demai. Ilam tashmish amita, if you're talking about tashmish in terms of sexual tashmish, amikhash kachish, that weakens you. So you can't call something that leaves you with less than you had, you can't call it something that's me'in olam haba. Can't separate out the pleasure of it from the impact of it. Therefore, it must refer to, believe it or not, tashmish nekavim. Like, there's nothing like going to the bathroom, and that's more like olam haba. Again, this ties into some of the other elements of that. Motsa. Azot yikol kol chatzit leit and so, they have a nice bathroom.
Is it about four?
What?
Is it about four? And especially
with satisfaction? Not really, there's other elements. Shlosha meishim in da'atei shel adam. There's three things that can calm your mind when you're miserable. Elohim, kol, the music, either of musical instruments, or Rashi says beautiful woman singing is also, you know, beautiful woman's voice, similar to musical instruments. A mar'e. No, the voice is beautiful. All right.
The voice,
yeah.
Is this a dream again, or is this reality?
This is reality. And rea. We're not talking about what you're supposed to do, and not supposed to do. We're talking about what's meishib daita shalana. Mar'e, beautiful things, so beautiful scenery, and reach. Shlosha marchivim da'ato shel adam. There's three things that broaden a person's mind and enable him to think more clearly, and so on. And this is a dira na'a, having a beautiful home. Isha na'a, having a beautiful woman. V'kelim na'im, and having beautiful things used. That he's he finds himself civilized and full of care.
In the same way, also having different fruits, different tastes of lots of different fruits. One of the things that opens your mind, you think more.
I don't remember.
It's like having all different tastes of it.
I remember the lotion mark, even night. Chamisha, there's five things that are one out of six. Elohim, Eish, Dvash, Shava, Shena, V'chalon. Eish is like a 60th of Gehenom. Dvash is Efa Mishishim of the Man. You can taste very intense, nourishing sweetness. It's very heavy calories. That's similar to the Man that was very concentrated nutrition. Shabbos is Efa Mishishim Lolam Haba. Shena is Efa Mishishim of death. Chalom is Efa Mishishim of Nivuah. Shishad, wherein the six things are a good sign for someone who's ill, and it's a simon that he's getting better. Elohim, Itush. Sneezing, ze'ah, goes into a sweat, and it's without the fever and so on. Shilshol, interesting enough, if he has diarrhea, so he could also clean out his system. Keri, if he's roa keri. Shena, he's able to sleep well. Chalom, and we dash in each one. Itush, we see that from the pasuk. Atishotav, atahel or. His sneezes will shine out with light. Ze'ah, it says, b'ze'ah tapecha tochalechem. So obviously you're going to live. Shilshol mirtzo elohi patech v'lo yomotu l'shachat. We saw before that's a good sign to be able to defecate. Keri, as it says, yireh zera yarich yamim. So someone who sees zera in the sense of semen will have long days. Shena dechziv yashanti az yanuachli. I slept and then it was better for me. Chalom dechziv vatachli meni v'achiyeyeni. You gave me dreams and then you gave me life. Shisha dvarim merapina tacholem bichlayo refuato refuah. Elohim, we saw this earlier in the chapter. Six things that are good for refuah and you can rely on them. Kruv, trudim, sisim yaveshin, keva, heret, biotara takaveit, v'yeshomim, avtagim katanim. Even though our president is not here with us, we will remember his words. Shedogim katanim, mafrinu mavrim, kol gufo shel adam. Asara dvarim machzirim et achol alachoyo. Now there's 10 things that can get you sick again, and then it's really bad. Vechoyo kasha, I mean to have a relapse is not good. Ve'elohim, ha'ochel basar shor, the beef, basar shamein, any type of very heavy meat, basar tzli, any type of roast meat, basar tzipor, any type of bird meat, beitzat suluya, a roasted egg, tikalachat, cutting your hair, that'll do it, vishachalayim, chalav, gvina, and merchatz, taking a hot bath when you're sick, that'll put you back. Shachalayim, it's a type of, they show up all over the place in the Gemara, I don't know what that
is.
I think they call, I don't know, what do they call it?
Leeks,
no, leeks is tarki. How do they translate it? Gress?
Chalayim.
Shachlanim?
Shachlanim.
You call it cress?
Huh?
Chris. He's a Chris, okay. Yeah, it doesn't help me because I know what it is. Yeah. That's how they was transferred. Some say nuts can do this to you if you're sick, and some say cucumbers. Kishuim in the time of the Gemara with cucumbers. And the Rebbe, the very Kishuim, Lamanik Kishuim, Kishuim, Yiblim Shem Kashim Laguf, they're very bad for your body. Kichar Avot. Is that true? Doesn't it say, Vayomer Hashem La, Shnei Goyim Bivitnech, we know a famous drosha, is Altikre, Shnei Goyim Bivitnech, El Shnei Geyim Bivitnech, two very rich individuals. Lom Rebbe Yudah Amarav, this refers to Antoninus and Rebbe. The sign of their riches was that Lo Pasak Mishulchanam, Lo Tznon, Velo Chazeret, Velo Kishuim, Lo Bimota Chama, Velo Bimota Kishamin. That no matter what the season was, they always had things that were seasonal. They would bring them from all over the world to their table. And, I mean, why would they bring pickles if they're bad for you?
Pasuk also is not to be good. Eisa kishuim, eisa ba'am ha'kikim. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't good. That's why they didn't have it. It's because it's not good for pregnant women that it's not. One didn't taste like a kibbutz rye, they would do. So how do you explain that? And says the Gemara, it depends what type. Lokasha, how they're out of the obizur. It depends if they're big or they're little. If they're a nice little pickle, and they're okay. Certainly ill pickle has to be okay. Another kind of pickle may be
kosher.
Son of a woman, mate babai shalom babai. Somebody sees a vision of a dead man in the house. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean he sees a person dead in his house. It could mean he sees a person who he knows to be dead in his house. In other words, he sees a live person in the dream, but that person has died. Possibly. And it's not clear. It doesn't necessarily mean he sees someone who is dead in the dream. But anyway, it's a sign of peace in the house. It's a mate, obviously, is a peace. Achal v'shata babai, if he's eating and drinking in the house. So then it's a simin yotel babai, and it's a sign that everything in the house, basically, is connected. Peace. But if Natal Kelim min Havayit, it's even a rabbi. If he takes things out of the house, that's not a very good sign. Where's he taking them to? Tirgamah Rav Papa says this is talking about where the mace takes Masana Besandala. He takes his sandals or shoes. And if he called a Shakar Shikhva Mali, anything which is taken by someone who's dead is okay. Barbi Masana Besandala. Because then it's a sign that this is the mokra chassidim not to wear sandal or shoes of someone who's dying. People bring mark, because that's a sign basically of taking his place, showing you will take his place. We're saying English standing in his shoes. And called a yoyib shich, anything that a person who's dead brings to the house is mali. That's a good sign, unless he's bringing dirt, because it probably comes from his grave. The chardala is probably growing on it. You don't want that in the house. Mokam shenekra mimeno avodat gilulim. The next thing we had in the Mishnah was somebody who sees the place where Avodah Zorah was uprooted. So Tana Rabbanan, first of all, you could see there's a brocha to be said on seeing Avodah Zorah that isn't uprooted. Harah Merkulis. Somebody who sees a Merkulis is very popular. Some learn that Merkulis is unique because it's always growing. If anybody will walk by, would throw a stone at it, that stone now was incorporated into the Merkulis. And so you make a special brocha. I've learned that Merkulis is the same as whatever was popular at the time. You know, it was Merkulis, but any Avodah Zorah. So you should say, Baruch Shinatan Erech Apayim La'ovrei Ritzono. It's amazing that God has so much patience with all of this nonsense going on in the world. This is a good brother to remember a lot of times.
Yeah,
this
is a lot.
You can walk down the street.
Shame on us.
The same shadow we have on many of the brothers. Mokom shenek rami menu avadat kofavim omer. As part of the lich, the mice that said, the lich that became a malchus. Is borosh akar akum yartzenu. Uchishem shenek rami makom ze, kein teaker bikol mekomot Yisrael. Yashev lev of the emla of derha. Just as this akum was uprooted from this place, so may be uprooted from all places where Yisrael is present, and turn the heart of those who worship it back to worship you. But in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to pray the last part of the bracha because they're mostly not Jewish, and therefore, what's the difference? Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, no, after Chutz La'aretz, Tzarech Lomar came, b'pnei sh'atidim l'itganyer. Shema az ehefoch el amin safa brura. On the contrary, your prayer should be that all of mankind should come to recognize Malchus Hashamayim, and therefore, why should you not pray for Hashev Lev of Dan La'avdecha just because they're not Jewish?
It includes, what about Meir Tzeinu?
So I mentioned to you when we learned it in the Mishnah, we can review it. The Tosfos suggests, he brings the Yerushalmi, that says that you only say on the Akira, we'll see more of this in the Mazin this issue later, but only if the success was in all of Eretz Yisrael to uproot Akum, you say Miad Seinu. Otherwise, he understands that you're not Mubarak. The Gura learns, Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. The Gura learns, and therefore when it says Ben HaMakom HaZeh, it's a reference to Chutz La'aretz. The Gura is Madayak Kufa from our Sugya, that doesn't seem to be true. You say, Meyartzenu on any place where it was Nekar in Eretro, and you say, Min HaMakom HaZeh, if it's in Chutz La'aretz. Apparently, there are two completely different halachas in the dinim of Baruch Yochavim. So one of them is HaBeit HaDunis Kol HaMikomo. It has nothing to do with Eretro. And the other element is the general halacha of the destruction, you know, Tachas HaLeitz Ra'anan, to uproot where you find it, wherever you find it. So one could be a halacha particularly in the Kol, as opposed to the Abed. You know, maybe it's a halacha in Eretz Yisrael and in all of Eretz Yisrael. The other one is wherever you have to find it, where, you know, every Givar, every Eitz. It's possible that that's what the Shaila revolves around. That's the Achronim with Masber. Haro'eh Bavel, Dorash Rav Hamnuna, Haro'eh Bavel Harasha, somebody's going on an archaeological tour with Barnea to Bavel. Sarklev Harech Hamesh Brachot, this is the next brochure. I mean, brilliant, Barnea. You can have a different broch on each page. So, Ra'ah Bavel, you see first the general city, the ruins of Bavel. You say, Baruch Shecheriv Bavel Harasha. Then when you come to the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, he makes special broch. Baruch Shecheriv Beitosh Nebuchadnezzar Harasha. Ra'ah Gov Shel Arayot, O Kivshan Ha'esh. If you see, so this is particularly the, of course you would need to have your tourist guide telling you, this is the place where Hananiah Mishael Azariah, where Daniel was thrown. Of course. And you make a special bracha of Baruch Shanas and Nisim. Now, the gro takes out the La'avotenu, because it's not La'avotenu, it's particular individuals. Therefore, it should say L'tzadikim B'makom HaZeh, which is a bracha that we didn't see before. Ra'am Merkulis, Omer Baruch Shanatan Erchapayim L'Vei Ritzonot. Ra'am Makom Shanatzunot Afar. The parsha says that this is a place where there is no use of the area. It was entirely turned into michrot. So this is taken dafka. They keep digging there. It's mined. You know, those proceeds for binyan, which is a real destruction of Bavel. To actually rip away all of the actual soil, not just the buildings on it. There's also a mythological place in Bavel which Rashi brings in the first year. But we'll see. This is all a remez to the that's an Indian of Bavel's being actually swept of anything. So there's a place in which nothing can move unless some of the pieces of Bavel are put on it, and then it can carry it away. So an animal comes there, has to stand still until you put dirt from Bavel on it, but then it can move on. Yeah, but the Pashas, it's a reference to the Michrot. So you say over there, Boruch Omer V'yoseh, Boruch Gozer Kayim. When Rava would see Hamor that was carrying Ofar to a building site out of this place in Bavel, Toriflu Yadag Abaya would patch their back, and he would say, Rohuto Tzadikim, go run, Tzadikim, Lameved Rohuto Demaraifu, to do the Ratzon Hashem. Because in carrying these burdens, and it's in our turn to see a Mack truck that's loaded down with Ofar, carrying away the Ofar of Bavel, that's a sign of the Tiatidia of the Matatashmate. Marbred Ravina Kavi Matil Bavel, when Marbred Ravina would come to Bavel, Havishokil Afra Besudre, he would fill up his Sudar with the dirt of Bavel and throw it into the air. Shadi Livra. The Kayim Mashinemar, Bitetia Bimatate Hashmed Nu Mashem. So this is to become part of the actual destruction of the physical body of Bavel. The first part was definitely a reference to the city. I don't know how to write it. Mutal above was probably anyone involved. The Mokum wasn't in the city. They had a Mokum that was in the Michrod. Some of just Bavel in general. Omer Ravashi. Ravashi says, you know, Hode Rav Amnuna Lo Shmiyali. I got to tell you that I never heard what Rav Amnuna said, his five brachas. But I figured it out myself. When I came to Bavel, it made such good sense to me. I did it on my own. Omer Rav Yirmiya ben Elazar, Nitkalala Bavel, Nitkalalu Shchineha, Nitkalalu Shomron, Nitborchu Shchineha. Look at the difference. A Russia is oil of Russia, oil of Shchino. So when Bavel suffered destruction, the whole area suffered destruction. When Shomron suffered destruction, those around Shomron were blessed. Bavel was in Skala Shchineha, and what was the Klala in Bavel? Because there's a Vesamtia Lemorashki Pod, Vagame Mayim. So it became a place of destruction. Once was a place of destruction of wild animals, that's not good for the neighbors either. But Nitkala LaShomron, it became a place of brachas. It was Samti LaShomron, Liyah Sadeh, Ulimitai Karen, which is obviously a nice additional piece to use for the neighbors. It's a place in Malay, is that good? Okay, just Moadim is Mah. We can go and see.